Welcome to episode 24 of the Slick and Juicy Sports Show. Live from the epicenter of sports, Chattanooga, Tennessee, on a dismal, rainy, we in the middle of a hurricane right now. It's raining, but we decided to tough it up, put the shutters down, not boycott the podcast, and we're just out here. Got us a little bit of football action this weekend. And
isn't it crazy how we didn't boycott, even though we don't get paid for this stuff?
In a sense, I boycott every week.
How?
Because we don't get paid for it.
Oh. I was saying I think it's funny that we didn't boycott when NBA players who get paid $30 million a year boycotted a game for, I don't even know, to raise awareness.
Yeah.
No, I think it's fine. I'm not saying that's not fine. It's them using their American right as citizens and freedom of speech. But do I think it's different now? 3 days ago, I thought the NBA playoffs were just going to be cut off again. I'm glad they came to their senses and realized that they need to continue the playoffs.
LeBron tried to get it called off so he wouldn't lose in Game 6 again.
That's true. Game 6 against who, though? In the finals?
The Bucks, yeah.
You still think the Lakers coming out of the West?
I think they have to, or else they're going to boycott the season and we're not going to get the rest of the playoffs. I think if the Lakers are in trouble in the conference finals, we'll see some boycotts.
I'm not going to disagree. That's actually a very valid point. I don't see the Lakers getting out of the West, to be honest with you. I see the Clippers.
Maybe. The Clippers haven't been playing that great either.
They just beat a tough Dallas team 4-2.
Because fucking Markieff had to step on homeboy's ankles every game.
It's true. It's dirty.
He got ejected today. Yesterday. Yeah, last night.
Grabbed him by his neck last night, though.
Yeah.
No, that was today.
And then Luka was drinking some piss.
I don't know what he was drinking.
Some piss. That R. Kelly energy.
No, it's Michael's secret sauce. Like Space Jam.
Chicken piss.
Michael's secret stuff. Had his bottle, gave it all to the Looney Tunes, and then they started playing good.
He collected one last bottle of his dad's piss before he killed him. And that's what helped propel him to beat the Monstars.
Speaking of that, I'm not too excited about the new Space Jam with LeBron in it.
I didn't even know they were doing a new one.
Yes, you did.
Mm-mm.
I told you about that. You seen the fucking jerseys on Bleacher Report?
I don't think so.
Yes, you did.
Those clown-ass Laker jerseys?
It's LeBron. I know Klay Thompson's in it.
Wow, star-studded.
Anthony Davis. I think he's in it, too.
I think Michael's going to be in it.
I think Blake Griffin's in it. No. Yeah. I guess you have to put Michael in it, don't you?
As like the coach or something?
Yeah. I bet Michael makes an appearance.
Killing his dad.
Why do you always go back to the killing his dad thing?
Well, it's just my favorite stand-up joke of all time.
He didn't kill his dad.
He had his dad killed.
I wouldn't say that either.
Look into it.
I've looked into it, and you act like it's this big conspiracy where Michael killed his dad. And
yeah.
It's not. Even when we were watching The Last Dance, every fucking episode you said, yeah, Michael killed his dad.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. Sometimes it's totally cool to kill your dad.
So why haven't you done it yet?
Logistical reasons. Lives about 200 miles from us, and yeah, just traffic is a nightmare. So maybe one day I'll get some vacation time or something.
Yeah. How would you do it?
Accidentally. Kind of like Michael did. I wouldn't get him abducted like Michael did, but that seems kind of harsh.
Get a big gambling debt and then use your dad as collateral?
Yeah.
What if you accidentally just ran him over in your truck when you're coming home in the driveway?
Maybe.
It's getting a little dark now.
We'll see. And on the next episode of Catching a Killer.
Man. What about that fucking golf round we just watched?
That was fucking electric. Really wanted to play golf today. Just didn't happen. Had us a little bender this weekend. My body's just kind of shut down right now. I don't think I could swing the old hacksaw, you know what I'm saying? I think we're going to build a driving range in the backyard, though, so that'll be fun. I looked into the materials today. Not as expensive as you thought it would be.
What did I say it was going to be?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be expensive, but that turf is $4 per square foot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think it was going to be. And we're just going to put a net up in the back.
Yeah, or like hang a sheet or something. Yeah. Something to catch the balls.
Well, you actually have to hit it instead of hitting it to the right or the left.
It'll be fun. What's the worst that could happen?
We're going to have to face it towards the woods in the back instead of, like, towards the driveway because you could miss it easily and hit a car.
It'll be like Topgolf, but in our backyard.
A person.
It'll be great. But, yeah, the BMW Championship. Electric. Not a very high-scoring round. Definitely looked like us out there.
Tough course, though.
Tough course.
Tough course.
U.S. Open conditions. DJ just running the damn thing all weekend. And then John Rahm just comes out of nowhere. Shoots a 6-under today. DJ hits a 40-footer to force a playoff. And then fucking John Rahm.
And they were both on the green for their third shots on that playoff hole. Never did I ever think that John Rahm had any chance of hitting that putt.
No, I thought it was definitely who's going to do the better two-putt, and I thought they were going to go to the next hole.
That was a good one.
It was electric.
It was good.
That's the most of a golf tournament that I've watched in a long time, because we watched a good chunk of it on the deck last night. And I watched it all day today from like noon. Really had nothing going on today. When you watch 6 hours of a golf tournament, you might need to reevaluate your life. But
I actually had a kind of a productive, not productive, went and did a lot of things. Went and spent like, shit, like $200 on some clothes. Went to B-Dubs, watched the basketball, and then went to the movies.
What movie did you see?
Unhinged.
Never heard of it.
It was pretty good. Russell Crowe looks fat as fuck. But he did really good in the movie.
Thicken?
Yeah. He was the bad guy. Which was weird. It's weird seeing, you know, big actors like that be the bad guys in a movie.
Why?
I don't know. It just is.
Michael Jordan was the bad guy in Space Jam.
No, he wasn't.
He killed his dad.
Oh, my God.
You don't think LeBron James is going to be the bad guy?
Michael was not a bad guy in Space Jam. Yeah, you can say he killed his dad, but how is he a bad guy in Space Jam? He led the fucking Looney Tunes to beat the Monstars.
I'll be real honest with you. I've never watched Space Jam.
I know you haven't. That's why you don't even know what the fuck you're talking
just
about.
Just out here speaking. Out here speaking.
You need to get fucking cultured and watch fucking Space Jam.
I can think of about 37 other things I'd rather watch for 2 hours than a movie about basketball and Looney Tunes.
It's so good, though.
I don't think so.
It really is. That's a classic.
I'd rather watch golf for 6 hours.
I put Space Jam in my top 10 movies of all time. Just because it's a classic. I literally had, when I was a kid, my mom will tell you, I had a Looney Tunes basketball jersey from Space Jam, and I called it my Shoot Baby Shoot clothes. Because that was a song that plays in Space Jam. Shoot, baby, shoot.
And he grew up to be a 25% shooter.
I feel like I've shot better than that.
With a height deficit and...
Height deficit, definitely. If I was 6... Like you said it. If I was 6'2 or 6'3... I probably would have played college basketball.
No, probably not.
I might have been in the NBA.
Skill beats tangibles 100 times out of 100.
Well, height take, yeah. Height takes away from it, too, though.
Not really.
Yes, it does.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's just the size of the fight in the dog.
Name more than 5 NBA players that have been great at 5'7", 5'8".
Spud.
1.
Steve Nash.
Steve Nash was 6 foot.
Jeremy Lin.
That was a random one. Pretty sure Jeremy Lin was 6 foot, though.
Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah, that's 2.
Shaq.
Allen Iverson was 5'10".
AI would have been a better football player if he didn't get expelled from high school his senior year.
I don't think he would have been a better football player, though. Yeah. I think he would have had a short career in the NFL as a corner.
He would have played quarterback, but yeah.
He was not going to play quarterback.
You clearly didn't see his highlight tape, but that's fine.
Did he play quarterback in high school?
Yeah. Right. At Bethel.
In McKenzie?
No. In Hampton, Virginia. Alma mater of Mr. and Mrs. Hames.
I always say
my grandma was his. Really? My grandma was his math teacher.
You told me that before. You know, I always say AI athlete wise, just all around athlete, top 3.
AI.
Deion, AI, Michael.
Jordan.
Yes. Who would you put that? We agree on Deion and AI, right?
Yeah.
Who would you put on that third one? Tim Tebow?
No. Michael Vick was pretty athletic.
Yeah, but did Michael Vick ever transition sports?
Not professionally. Sure he did in high school. Went to work high school at Newport News.
No, I stick with my top 3 there.
I don't know.
Pretty confident in that.
I don't think Jordan was that athletic.
He's the most dominant athlete of all time.
In his era.
Watching this game right now, we're watching Denver and Utah.
Hideous jerseys.
You don't think
on both ends.
You don't think Michael could dominate this game right now?
No.
Who's gonna guard him?
Literally anybody over 6'5". 27 right there. Rudy. Gobert.
He's going to guard him on the perimeter?
Guard him everywhere. It's just a more skilled league now than it was when they were playing Painters and Plumbers in 94.
See, that is the argument here, and we're going to get into this right now. That's ignorant.
I'm just saying.
You think athletes have evolved so much in 20 years that the NBA is different?
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what I was saying.
I think they have better nutritioning, and I wouldn't say they're better basketball players.
Yeah.
No.
It's a changed game. More of a skill.
It's a changed game because it's not physical anymore.
Yeah, it's more of a skill game than a physical game. If you're just playing the game based off of being physical, then you would never win.
As a basketball fan, I hate watching this sometimes because they're not physical.
Well, yeah, basketball's a dying sport, but
basketball's not a dying sport.
They're shooting themselves in the foot being political, but yeah, ratings say otherwise.
I'm not going to disagree with you there, but it's not a dying sport.
I don't know.
Had somebody tell me.
I think they're ramping up their salary caps and paying them more money than they ever have, and what do you think they get their money off of? Tickets and TV. What do you think they're not getting their money off of right now?
I guarantee you they're making plenty of fucking money. Their ratings might be low, but they're still making money. That goes to what I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was like, oh, with all this political stuff, I don't watch the NFL or the NBA anymore. I'll put my foot down. I just don't watch it. Okay, you think the NFL or the NBA give a shit if Joe Blow's not watching them? They're still making their money.
Joe Burrow's not watching the NFL?
I said Joe Blow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow.
Joe Blow.
Burrow.
Okay, anyways.
Joe Blow can probably play quarterback better than Joe Burrow. Dude's going to be a bust. Hot take. Bust.
You heard it here first. I got to disagree with you on that. I think Joe Burrow's going to be a
dude. He's lucky he's not playing preseason because he would have got fucking killed in preseason. Have you seen videos of him running for his fucking life already?
At training camp? Yeah. Yes.
Like, hey, save that $40 million and get a fucking guard and a tackle.
Did they not draft any offensive linemen? Who was their second pick, wasn't it?
No idea. Don't keep up with the Bengals.
I feel like it was... That's Jerry Jeudy.
A safety, I think.
I was a receiver.
Really?
I think so.
Ruggs.
No, Ruggs is on the Raiders.
Roy Hibbert. Scottie Pippen. From Central Arkansas?
No. Fuck, I don't remember now.
Easy to forget.
T. Higgins.
Oh.
Clemson.
Yeah.
That was their second pick.
Yeah, well, he can't block, so.
No, that's what I'm saying. They used their second pick.
Never see the ball.
Well, not if Joe Burrow's running for his life the whole time.
Fuck no, because the motherfucker can't run.
I feel like he's got a little bit of athleticism.
Not as athletic as Michael Jordan.
Okay, there you just said it.
You think Michael Jordan could play quarterback today?
No.
Exactly.
It's different. Quarterback is different than any other position in any sport in the world.
Got to be athletic.
Not necessarily. You have to be smart. You have to know how to play quarterback. Quarterback is not something you just pick up. Quarterback is a thing. It takes years to be a good quarterback.
AKA not Joe Burrow.
I mean, Joe Burrow was, yeah, he was a backup for Ohio State for a while, but I think he understands defenses. I think he understands the work you have to put in. I think he's somebody that the Bengals can, even their older players, kind of look up to an extent. I think he is.
I don't think so. I think he's four and done. But speaking of four and duns, we got a little taste. A little taste. Given, I was so fucked up by the time it finally came on at 9 o'clock. College football. We got Central Arkansas and Austin Peay. First play of the game was a 75-yard touchdown. Was pretty electric. I remember it vaguely. Got some high-level high school football this weekend. Found ourselves watching that a little bit. But I think this upcoming weekend, we finally get the college football. So it's time. It's time for our podcast to have life again. It is football season.
Let's go. NFL starts in 2 weeks. Yes. 2 weeks from today.
But this is the college football preview episode. So we're going to look ahead. We're going to start off. We're going to go the Power Three conferences. And then we're going to look at our games that we have next week.
None of the power conferences are playing next weekend.
Yeah, they are. Just kidding. Some independents are playing. BYU, Navy.
Memphis and Arkansas State.
Middle Tennessee. UAB. Man. Jacksonville State. Houston. So we're getting some football next week. But we'll start off by looking over the conferences. We'll start with the SEC playing an all SEC schedule.
Why don't you save the best for the last? No, I'm just playing. SEC, all SEC schedule. I think it's going to be good. I like it. It's going to weed anything out, you know, the weak teams from the best teams. And I mean, we'll see. I'm excited about it. I think the Vols are going to have a good shot. We started against South Carolina.
They'll win three games.
We beat South Carolina the last 2 years. I can name four wins, easy wins right now. South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, Vandy, Mississippi State. Five.
So 5-5. But good thing for Tennessee is that all 76 teams are making bowl games this year. So they will play in a bowl game. Probably the Music City Bowl again. But it'll be fun. Y'all can get excited for the fucking Tax Slayer Bowl or whatever. And
was Tax Slayer last year against Indiana.
And there'll always be next year. I'd say it's going to be tough for Tennessee not playing FCS schools, but we found out last year that that's not necessarily the case.
Last year was such a weird year because we started off so bad and then ended up going 5-3 in SEC games, which in my opinion is pretty good. We lost to Bama, Florida, and Georgia. And we beat every other team that I just named a second ago.
Yeah, but I think when you're week in, week out, you don't get your cupcake games. You don't really get, well, I mean, I guess you get your bye weeks. And, yeah. I think the SEC is probably going to be your best product for the in-conference schedules. But it could also hurt them when it comes playoff time. Because you're going to have to look. Especially this year, you're going to have to look at strength of schedule compared to wins and losses for the rankings. Which we might be in a spot, again, where the team left out of the SEC championship gets into the playoff.
No, there's no way.
Got to be.
How would you take a team not in the SEC championship go to the playoff? You could take the loser. Possibly, but you're not going to take a team that's not in the SEC championship.
Well, you look at the SEC West, if Alabama makes it over Auburn, they both have 9 wins.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think so. I think that's your best case scenario. I don't think an SEC East team makes it in.
Tennessee?
Fuck no.
I'm expecting big things this year. I'm being honest with you. I think we're going to have a really good season.
I think once you get Manning in 2 years, maybe, but you're probably not even going to get him. You're probably going to Ole Miss, honestly. Old Archie Jr., the third.
Is his name Archie?
Archer. Archie.
It's Cooper's son. It's not Peyton or Eli's son. It's Cooper's
son. Oh, the failed wide receiver.
Yeah, it's Cooper's son.
So, he doesn't really get...
We've got a freshman coming in this year, Harrison Bailey. I keep telling you this guy. He's the real deal. Do I think he needs to play this year? No, because he hasn't had a whole lot of on-field time.
You think
you're
going to win 4 games with Garantano?
I've never been a fan of Garantano.
He's a bum.
Surprised he didn't transfer, to be honest.
He's a bum. But yeah.
Bailey's supposed to be the real fucking deal, dude. I'm excited for him. I want his first game to be in Tuscaloosa at Bryant-Denning Stadium? No.
Will that probably happen?
It might.
So SEC doesn't start playing until the 26th of September.
Yeah, I knew that.
You got Alabama, Missouri, Georgia, Arkansas, Mississippi State, LSU, Florida, Ole Miss, Kentucky, Auburn, Vanderbilt, A&M, Tennessee, South Carolina. Damn. Tennessee ranked 25th.
You missed that part, didn't you?
Yeah, but you also got Georgia at 4, Alabama at 3, LSU at 6, Florida 8th, A&M
13th. A&M is 13th?
Yeah. I think that's my dark horse to win it all, A&M.
LSU's not going to be as good as they were last year.
Fuck no. LSU's going to get stomped. They don't even have an offensive line right now. They all tested positive. That's going to be another thing in SEC. bunch of fucking idiots who don't know how to socially distance and all going to test positive for COVID. If any conference is going to fuck up the college football season, I think it's going to be the SEC.
More than likely, yeah. If I had to put money on it.
$20. Well, we'll move on to the next conference, the ACC, doing a 11-game season with one out-of-conference game in-state. So they will be able to play an FCS or a lower division school. Notre Dame joins. There'd be no divisions. It would just be a straight-up 13-team. The top two teams play each other for the ACC championship game.
I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
I think that's a good little thing that they're doing. ACC top to bottom is not great football. I mean, you've got Clemson and now Notre Dame. That's really it.
Va Tech.
I don't think so.
Florida State, Louisville. I think we'll see some good
Florida
football.
Florida State ain't been shit in a couple years.
Yeah, but they're always like one game away from being shit again. You never know coming in. I think they got rid of that dumbass coach they had. And they're always going to have the recruits, too. But, yeah, I like the ACC. Their schedule's fucking whack. I think Virginia Tech plays 10 straight games.
No bye week?
No bye week, 10 straight games. They're, like, moving around on the dates and stuff right now. But I think it's also good that they are allowing them to play out of conference. That way those smaller schools get a little bit of revenue. But yeah, I think it'll ultimately be Clemson's league again. I think you see an undefeated Clemson team. Yeah. And I think you see Notre Dame lose 3 or 4 games.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Notre Dame is very overrated. They always have been.
Yeah, and if they have to play a
3 or 4 games, though.
Yeah, I say a 6-win team. Tops. But, yeah, I think they get exposed in the ACC. You going to protect your winner?
I don't know. I can't disagree with you because I do think Notre Dame is usually always overrated and they don't play anybody. There's a reason that they're not in a conference in football. It's because they money won.
Yeah, they make way more money.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about, I don't know if we said this on the podcast or not. If the Big Ten doesn't play, which they're talking about a Thanksgiving start, and Notre Dame plays and joins the ACC, that is going to absolutely demolish the Big Ten's recruiting.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because all those Big Ten kids that are up there in that area are going to go play for Notre Dame.
I think just even the Big Ten saying they're not playing this year from the get-go destroyed some of their recruiting.
And them being the Big Ten.
Say what you want about the Big Ten, but there's good football programs in the Big Ten.
Postseason football says otherwise.
But I'm not going to disagree with you there. There's facts on that. But they're good programs. Ohio State, Michigan.
Good mid-majors.
Nebraska.
Mid-majors.
Wisconsin.
Mid-majors.
Mid-majors. Those are good, solidified, and have history programs. Michigan State.
History doesn't win you championships.
I'm not saying that.
Recruiting and football wins you championships. And if you're not playing football and you're not getting recruits, you're not going to win championships. You like the logic behind that
one? Yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks. It's one of my sales pitches in the garage door world. I say you can have a door without an opener, but you can't have an opener without a door. Makes them think. They're like, damn. I'll let you rip me off now.
Yeah. Then you just got to slide in there at that point, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that's why they take pictures of me and put me on the website. So
that was a really good picture. I have to say that.
Thanks.
I'm impressed.
Lazy eye was looking the other way, so it just
kind of looked like a little bit of a model there for a second.
A little hot face down, you know? Showing off that fresh ink.
Was it a candid picture, or did you know they were taking a picture?
No, that's candid. Candid, baby. Resting bitch face. Really not wanting to be there. 90 degrees. Dirty. Sweaty. Probably didn't get a lunch that day. Probably hadn't gotten a nut off in about a week and a half. Got that.
You got to clean the pipes every once in a while.
Got to clean the pipes. Also, a great hangover remedy. Clean the pipes this morning. Good to go.
Did you?
Yeah. I was still a little stony this morning, too. I haven't entangled with the vitamins here lately, but the last couple nights we've entangled with the vitamins, and as for somebody who doesn't partake in vitamins that much, I've partook in a lot of vitamins last night also, on top of drinking from brunch until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Y'all stayed up later than we did.
We sat around and passed around the vitamins.
I'm surprised on this one.
Thanks, dude.
Kind of surprised of you.
Just out here taking the vitamins. The Lord's flower.
Devil's lettuce.
That skanky skanky. That skunky skunky. That skunk grass. That hippopotamus. That loud. You know what I'm saying? That loud. Check myself into rehab because I'm a criminal. Shout out to the pizza men keeping this world safe.
Domino's.
Shout out to Josie Clay keeping Domino's in business. But yeah, ACC, I think we're going to get some good football. Really, I don't know even know why we're previewing this, because the likelihood of us getting a full college football season is probably low. I have faith in the NFL. Do not have faith in college. NFL is going off without a hitch.
NFL is going to happen.
Only have three players on the COVID-19 watch list. And then, like you said about LSU, literally their entire offensive line is sitting out in quarantine right now.
No, the NFL, I think. It's cool watching Hard Knocks and seeing everything they're doing. I mean, they're wearing watches that, like, can show your proximity to people. It's fucking cool.
You going to cry about it? Or?
No, I was had a little bit of a hiccup in my mouth. A
little hiccup?
Crying.
Then we got the Big 12. I really don't know what the Big 12's plan is, because Big 12's kind of irrelevant. But I imagine you see Oklahoma out there doing the damn thing. You think we see Spencer Rattler this year?
He's a projected starter, isn't he?
I think so. Who started? Jalen.
Jalen Hurts last year.
Yeah, I guess we will see Spencer Rattler, which is just the next of that small quarterback line, Baker, Kyler, Spencer. Got a little break from it last year, but
Justin Fields.
I was talking coming out of Oklahoma.
Oh yeah. Fuck, I forget Kyler went to Oklahoma too.
Yeah.
You think Spencer Rattler is like a big deal though?
Yeah.
2 years, be top five pick?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he was like number one quarterback. Especially if he sat behind Kyler and then sat behind Jalen.
He was a freshman last year.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think he's a junior. Junior. But yeah, I think you'll see him play. Lincoln Riley's just going to bring a good team to the field every single weekend.
Good offense.
Yeah, good defense for Big 12. You really don't need a defense to play Big 12 football. Unless Baylor hangs 52 on you. Got Baylor too. Forgot about Baylor. Texas might be back. I think we say that every year, kind of like Tennessee. Texas is the Tennessee of the Big 12.
Fair enough.
Next year, this year, next year. West Virginia didn't play too good last year. I think we'll see a good product. I don't know if they're intermingling between conferences like the ACC is. But I think you'll definitely see it. Like most years, you'd probably see two SEC teams, one ACC team, and one Big 12 team in the playoffs this year. And they came out and said today they're trying to decide whether or not they're doing bowl games this year because there's only 76 active teams and 41 bowls. I'm not good at math, but that's not enough teams to play in all the bowls. So they're either going to decide, hey, everybody can make a bowl game. Congrats, Arkansas, you finally made a bowl game. Or they're just not going to have bowls at all, which I feel like that's where the teams usually make their money is by going to bowl games. But without fans, I mean, what are bowl games?
Yeah, I mean, I think this season is just completely different than I don't think you can compare it to other seasons. I think as fans, we just need to be happy that we're going to have football in general.
And we had football. We had football. I mean, Central Arkansas with Austin Peay, they had fans in the stands. So, it can be done. I think it will be done. I mean, look at the numbers now. I don't think we're really at risk. I mean, obviously, flu season's coming, too. So, we'll see how that plays into everything. But I think the last couple of weeks of sports have proven that we can do it. Just got to stop being pussies and killing each other.
That's about it, yeah.
And we'll be okay. Because we're about to be in a good stretch of sports right here. September is going to be, got the Kentucky Derby next week, the Tour Championship next week, NBA playoffs, Stanley Cup. Football.
Should be
NASCAR playoffs. Baseball.
After Wednesday, we should be in round two completely for the playoffs.
Yeah, not as excited. I was excited about basketball when it was the only sport on, but I think always been a big golf guy. Been keeping up with golf the last couple of weeks. And football, obviously. Once football comes on, I think that would be the only thing that I is watching. Going to a NASCAR race, but don't really keep up with it.
You watch NASCAR on Sundays most of the time, though.
Yeah.
Not lately.
We didn't watch it last night. We watched some UFC last night and then some football. And then it started raining. Had a sick deck set up.
We did.
Kind of felt like we were at Mike's Hole in the Wall. Spent a lot less money. And the burgers were better, too. So,
shrimp was really good.
Shrimp was good. Put that sauce on there.
We still got some shrimp in the freezer, too.
We should cook some right now.
No, not right now.
I'm starving.
Maybe tomorrow.
But, yeah. We're excited about college football. Kind of uncertain. Can't really do a big prediction. I thought we were going to have more games this weekend. I thought this was like the last week we could do a full preview. But it looks like we still have a couple weeks until big football is back. But yeah, only two more weeks until NFL. But we'll do our big NFL breakdown probably this weekend with Daddy Die.
Daddy Die's going to be here this weekend.
So we'll do episode 25 NFL preview. Team by team, division by division, game by game, and probably pick two teams in the Super Bowl that won't even make the playoffs, because that's our style.
That's how we like to do it.
How we do it. Bum, 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 bum. This is how we do it. Bum, 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 bum. This is how we do it. Thank you for listening to episode 24. It's going down in flames just like 24 did. Thank you so much for listening to the 24th installment of this Looking Juicy show. We'll see you next weekend with Daddy Die Live. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and go check out the Nick Squared show, which is just a Nick single show now. Bye.